What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I got something else to say. So this is my new segment called I Got Something Else to Say. Well, listen, oh my gosh, I got a story to tell. I got to tell y'all something. Okay, so here's my testimony for today. All right. So most of you guys who know me, you know that I almost lost my life in January. Okay, from mold toxicity. Mold was found in my home. I didn't know I was living in it. When COVID hit, I just started to get ill throughout the year. There was times where I was okay because I was taking supplements and doing things because I started to notice that I was having reactions to different foods and I wasn't feeling well. So I started, you know, incorporating things and it started making me better, but I never knew that there was mold in the house, right? I travel 8 months out of the year for work, but at this specific time, because COVID hit, nobody could travel. You couldn't get on planes. You couldn't do anything. Okay. That was last year. All right. We're talking about 2020. Okay. So from March to about November, I was basically home working on my five companies, doing what it is that I do. I was doing my music, my podcast, being on the radio, came out with my own sneakers, became a marijuana grower, started distributing certain things in the cannabis industry. Just came out with just a lot of things. Was doing my food, Make a Love and V's Kitchen. Shout out to that on Instagram. And Veronica's Guide to Make a Love and V's Kitchen on Facebook. You know, I was just, you know, my mobile app was popping, podcasts, everything, just really working on nonprofit organizations, working with people, creating new recipes. Just, I felt like, you know what, I traveled for 8 months out of the year. Now I don't have to do it. Finally, I'm home. I came out with my fitness clothing line, my guys' fitness clothing line, all of these things, created and finished my 400 fitness program, had lost some weight, was bodybuilding for 6 months. I'm talking about I was living my best life, having a good time with it. Okay. Then all of a sudden, November happened. And what was crazy about the whole thing is that God had laid on my heart. I was praying in March. And he said, I want you to go tell your daughter, Iman, that you're going to get ill around your birthday. You're going to have to learn how to eat again. So in March, I came to her and I said, listen, the Holy Spirit laid something on me. I need to tell you this. So she's like, oh my gosh, mom. Because when I tell them something like that, it comes to pass. It happens. So I'm like, he said I was going to get, you know, God said I was going to get ill around my birthday. I was going to have to learn how to eat again. So she goes, I'm like, I think I have a hernia in my belly, y'all. So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to get my hernia fixed. And, you know, maybe my diet might change. And I'm going to have to learn how to eat certain things again or something. That's what I'm thinking. You know, her and I were sitting back like, you know, this is probably what it's going to be. You know, we came up with our own scenario. We went ahead on with our life. November 1st hit. I had worked out. I was talking to people in China, you know, in Japan on the phone. I remember it. I ran 8 miles. I came back. I had a good time. Later on that evening, I'm eating. I go into anaphylactic shock. Throat closed, face swell up, everything. I can't breathe, don't know what's going on. But this had happened a couple times already, but this one was like the ultimate one. So I'm thinking, what am I eating right now? So I'm eating canned salmon. I'm eating black chips, black bean chips with black dip. Like I just made like a dip, you know? And I'm like, okay, all right. Never knew that I was overloading my body with histamine. Okay. Never knew that I had a histamine issue because of the mold that had got in me. Okay. So I'm gonna try to do this thing real quick and sum it up for y'all, but I'm just giving you a brief synopsis so you can kind of know what's going on. So what happens is I go in the anaphylaxis shop, the ambulance came, I feel like this cold sensation is going down my back. Don't even understand why. I had no idea, okay, what was going on. Go to the hospital, they don't know. I go back to the hospital next day, they don't know. I go back to the hospital the next day. By this time, I was like, I'm not eating anything because I don't know what's going on. I need to make an appointment at the allergist to see if I'm having a reaction to some of these foods or something. We had that issue in my family where sometimes reactions happen later with foods. It happened with my mom, my grandmother. You know, they can eat things when they were young. Like my mother could eat chocolate when she was young. Now she can't eat chocolate. And then sometimes she can, sometimes she can't. My grandma, same thing with peaches and things like that. Runs in the family. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'm having an issue with shellfish. My dad has that. Something like that. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. It's just a touch of day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So anyway, go to the hospital. What happens is they tell me, you know, we don't know what's going on. I come from the hospital like this third time. When I come home, I had this increased sense of smell. Now that I can think back in retrospect, I can remember the smell increasing before, but I just thought that the food was bad when I was cooking it. So I would throw it away. Like something's not right with these onions or something's not right with this fish. Never knew that something was going on in the inside of me like that. Okay. Any of y'all out there going through anything like that? Like you just like, you know what? Something ain't right, but you really don't know what's going on. Well, pay attention to your body. Okay. So November happens. I go into the shock. I get this increased sense of smell. I run in the house because I'm outside sitting in the car and I'm like, what is that? And I'm telling my daughter, she got all the windows open. She had cleaned the whole house. And she's like, it was the lamb that you had made. I had made lamb collard greens. She was like, I threw it in the dumpster. But to me, the smell was so intense. It was closing my throat. I ran in my bedroom. Okay. Shut all the windows. Told her to take the trash and go throw the trash, get the trash down the street. I said, take it down the street. You can't smell it. She's like, no, I don't really smell anything. But I couldn't breathe and she could see that I couldn't. So I go in my closet. I shut my door in my closet. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and I'm scared because she's not smelling it like I'm smelling it. So I'm thinking, I'm losing my mind. Oh my God, what is going on? You know what I'm saying, y'all? It's just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So anyway, fast forward. They still didn't know what's going on with me for months and months and months. So we're talking about from November to December. By the time my birthday came, this happened November 1st, November 30th, I was severely ill because I didn't eat for like 30 days. Everything I tried to put in my mouth made me ill. Ill, not throwing up, closing my throat, ill. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do a water fast. I'll reset my body and I'll do that. But when nothing goes in, nothing can come out. So I didn't have a bowel movement for like 2 months, which it started to eat away at me because things weren't coming out. And I was having issues with urinating and all this stuff, but I had this increased sense of smell that never went away. So think, now let's think about this, right? So I would try to wash and I couldn't wash myself because I had to wear like 3 or 4 face masks just to wash. My daughters would have to take the soap and I was so weak they would have to help me wash. Okay, I started losing weight fast, like 30 pounds I dropped, like boom, like it was nothing. All right, now I was 220 pounds, I'm sorry. And I lost 75 pounds just on my own with fitness. We didn't need to lose any 30 just from being ill like that, okay? Everybody's afraid. I'm telling my daughters, I'm in a whole different part of the house. I'm like, what are you doing? You're brushing your teeth. They're like, how can you smell that? Everything was strong. I couldn't go outside for about a month and a half. Okay, so now we're like in like January. My doctor keeps telling me, you know, and there's other parts to the story, but y'all got to get the book, okay? But my doctor keeps telling me, I think you got mold toxicity. And I'm like, there's no mold toxicity. I haven't been around anymore. What are you talking about? I just moved here. It's a brand new house. Nobody's lived in it but me, okay? It's set for 2 years though, right? So she's like, I don't know. I just think you need to get it tested. I'm like, that house is fine. I'm okay, you know. Something's going on. So she said, listen, they did this test on me. She said, you have something that's like leaky gut. Okay, your intestines have separated. Your permeability isn't as strong as it used to be. That's why you're having all these issues. I'm like, okay, well, how do we fix this? You know, I'm crying because now it's been like, we're talking about like 3 months. Now I'm down like 50 pounds. I'm literally by January only weighing 100 pounds. It was like 99 something point like eight or something like that. But right, what the kicker was is that was with all my clothes on and my shoes and like a sweat jacket, sweat clothes. Okay, that's what I weigh. So y'all probably weigh like 194, 195. All right, now come on. I mean, 94, 95 pounds. Now come on, this is just touching it, baby. That was a lot. My temples were sucked in. I could barely like lift my head. I couldn't do anything. Okay, drinking water, trying to figure out what's going on. My own doctor was in tears because she was just like, oh my gosh, like everybody was like freaking out. My father was going to come and get me. All this stuff happened, right? They were going to put me in the University of Penn Hospital. It was like bad. Everybody that I thought was dear for me wasn't dear. So I'm just going through this by myself with my daughters. Okay. All the friends and people that I thought was dear, family members and loved ones, nobody was there. I would call people to try to reach out. Like something's not right. I don't know what's going on. It was just like everybody just like turned their backs on me. I felt like I had no one. But God was there, right? So look, here's the kicker to this, right? I'm rolling it in because I got something else to say, okay? So what happens is by the time that March comes, my doctor goes, let's do these tests. So I agree to the test and she goes, we're going to do this food test on you. We're going to do this, which is where they test 88 foods. So out of 88 foods, came back that I can have 30 of the foods, right? But all those foods had histamine on them or issues where I couldn't have it, like shellfish. And since I had a histamine issue, and what a histamine issue is that every time the food goes into your system, your body feels like it's attacking it. The food's like attacking your system. Okay, so it starts shooting off histamine. Imagine getting stung by like a bee, and then all of a sudden your body, like if you get stung by like a couple bees, okay, let's just say you eat an apple, that's a bee, and you eat some sugar, that's another bee, and you eat you drink some tea, and that's another bee, and you have all these three things, and this is like three bees that's stinging you. So your system starts releasing this stuff called histamine to protect you. So you know it protects you like that. That's why you have to take an antihistamine. Okay, to calm your system down if you have an allergic reaction. Okay, so it started firing off all crazy. Okay, this is just touching. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So these foods, when I would eat these foods, that's what would happen. I would have a histamine response. So I couldn't eat these foods. So my doctor's like, you know, even though it was 30 that you can have, you can't even have these 30. You can only have 5 on there. So for months, we're talking about for about 8 months, all I could eat was like 5 foods. Every now and then I would try to incorporate something that wasn't on the list that they tested. Sometimes I would do good, sometimes I wouldn't. But I discovered along this time that I was cramping up real bad and I couldn't walk. Now there was times where I couldn't walk before, but then I was like really messed up because I was eating stuff and I couldn't walk and I couldn't see. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, I was having horrible headaches, doctor appointment after doctor appointment, test after test. I'm getting put to sleep. I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. So then she goes, let's do another test. Let's test for mold. So I go, okay, let's put the plates in the house. We put the plates in the house. The plates came back. That's how I found out. They test for mold. They find 5 different molds in my body. By this time, this is about April. Okay. April, they find out I got all these molds. Now, mind you, we're talking about November, December, January, February, March, April. This is about 6 months. Okay. So I'm living with this stuff that's on the inside of me. So that's why I couldn't have sugar. I couldn't have beer because this mold is also fungus, which lives off yeast and what comes from yeast sugar and things like that. Right. And I didn't have a bad diet before all of this happened. It just colonized and it took over my system. I got white thrush in my mouth, which I still have a little bit, back on my tonsils, in the back of my throat, patches of white, just crazy. You know, I'm talking about just crazy. So she's like, okay, this is how you treat it. But the things that you treated it with caused me to have histamine issues. It sets it off. So we had to do it the natural way. Oh my gosh, it's just such a day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you because I got something else to say, okay? So anyway, we start incorporating these foods, right? Time goes by. I start being able to eat certain things, like basically meat though. Never ate meat, was like a whole vegan, you know, before this. Well, I ate meat, but just for like 3 years I didn't, you know. Who knew that your body needs it? So for all of y'all out there, like, I'm vegan, meat inflames your system when you do it the wrong way. But you need this stuff. Trust me, this is just a touch of jet. Okay, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, so anyway, fast forward, right? Now, it's September, almost October, right? I moved out of the hotel. I got a brand new house that's built for me. I'm eating new things, just with moderation. My doctor comes to me and she goes, okay, listen, it's been 8 months. It's time for you to start incorporating some of these new foods. This is about a month ago. And I'm like this, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm happy with how I am right now because I'm already having issues trying to detox naturally. Okay, because what happens is the mold, the fungus is like, no, I own your body. And your body is like loving it. Okay, and you're like, no, you know, I'm going to kill this because I can't have it kill me because it will kill you. Right. So I'm like, okay, trying to, especially I have five and mine's were at high levels. Okay, everybody has mold in your body. But when you get these levels checked, and this is not like, okay, specifically where they're like, boom, this is just like a broad range of what it is. Okay, so let's just think about what it was back then. If it's at, it was at moderate in April. So she's like, you need to introduce these foods. So I'm starting to see, you know, I could tolerate certain things. So I'm going down a list. I'm starting to, you know, try to incorporate certain things, and I'm having good things happen and I'm having bad things happen. And today on my app, I actually just post in on blackvibes.com. Shout out to y'all. Okay. I post a little bit of my story, letting y'all know what happened to me. I just burnt my hand, messed my hand up. Y'all got to check it out, and how I had kidney issues about 3 weeks ago that people don't know about. Okay. I was having problems urinating again. Oh my gosh, it's just such a baby. It's just so many pieces for you. But anyway, let's talk about what we're talking about today, because I told y'all I got something else to say. So my doctor's telling me, okay, you got to start incorporating these foods. So I had, my favorite is like squash. I love squash. Y'all know I love making lemon beans kitchen. I cook. That's my thing. Okay, that's where I do my food thing. So I'm like, okay, zucchini is one of my favorites. But right after that, it's acorn squash. And then I love spaghetti squash, butternut squash is like one of the kind of like the last things that I like. But, and I really don't like yellow squash, but you know, I was incorporating these things, right? So I was okay with the butternut squash, right? So I have it twice a week. So let's say like a Monday and a Thursday, I have butternut squash. The next week, I might have yellow squash, okay? Like on a Tuesday and a Friday, something like that. Then the next week, I will have like zucchini. And I can't have a lot of it, but I can have a small amount, okay? So working on my nutrition, trying to incorporate things, we get up to the point where I'm supposed to get ready to try acorn squash. Now, when I would try acorn squash, y'all, okay, it felt like my throat would close right away. First of all, it felt like somebody hit me in my face real bad. My legs and my hands would immediately cramp up and I couldn't breathe every time I tried it. So I'm like this, I don't know, you know, okay, I do good with these other squash. I brought it. It was in the refrigerator. I'm like, you know what? I pulled it out this morning and I said to myself, you know what? I can't do it. I was remembering what happened. I can't do this. I prayed about it, said, God, you ain't give me the spirit of fear. God, you did not give this to me. You know, I got to overcome this. And I'm listening to my inspirational messages on YouTube. And, you know, it's this guy and he does like all these different pastors and he puts them together and they're just talking. And today's one was about, you know, trusting God. And I was like, wow, you know, and they were on there like, you just got to trust God. Don't worry about your fear. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, God, I prayed and God said this to me. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me this. You'll never know if you don't try. Just trust me. So I'm like, okay. So I got it out. God said, cut it up. Cut it up. He said, do half. And I want you to boil it for about 40 minutes. Then put something over and let it sit. Okay. And then eat it like you're not having any issues with it, like you never did. So I'm like this, oh my God, you just touched that baby. Like, God, you sure? So I went ahead. I did all of that, right? And guess what, y'all? I had no reaction. It's been about 8 o'clock. It's about 10:30. This is just a touch of J, baby. I started crying and everything. So the second thing that I was supposed to try was coconut, right? Coconut oil. Now, I don't know if I told y'all this, but I think I touched base on it. I wasn't able to, every day since I was 8, when I get out of the shower or take a bath, I rub my whole body with lotion, deodorant, and I spray perfume. okay, in all the spots behind my knees, behind my ears, just what I was taught, been doing it since I was 8, okay? Since this happened, I can't use perfume, I can't use lotion, I can't even wash my hair with soap or use conditioner. I have to use bar soap with shampoo. I have to use bar soap, okay? Like, that's how bad this is, okay? I can walk past something in a store, and I can feel like things are crawling on my face. I can tell if things are moldy, if their meat is bad, or anything just by opening it. Like, this is for real, okay? So, I was supposed to try coconut. And I kept, every time I would try coconut, I would have the same issue, except for with coconut that I had with acorn squash. Except for coconut, it would feel like things were crawling all over me. Coconut oil, when I say coconut oil, it has caprylic acid in it. It's what attacks the mold. Oh, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm trying to inform y'all about this, okay? So every time I would put this in my mouth, just a little bit, like a spoonful of it, it would mess me up. Like, I would feel like things were crawling all over me. Do you understand? Okay, I do group chats with a lady named Beth O'Hara. Okay, she is one of the top people who deal with mast cell 360, because what happens is this is my mast cells that are going off in my body. So she's the person that handles everything with that. And she's just like, oh my God, brilliant. Everybody knows her around the whole like world. Okay, so she does these Facebook lives and things, these group chats and stuff. So she was talking about how when she calls them skin crawlers. Okay, she said that when she first used to have them, she thought that she had bed bugs. That's what it feels like, bed bugs, something all over you, just biting all over you. She said she would sleep with a flashlight and get up because she thought she was tripping, until later finding out that she had mold toxicity and issues. Okay, so that's basically what this, every time I would put the coconut oil or coconut inside of my body, would do. So about 3 weeks ago, I was like, you know what, I'm tired of this, I need to heal. Okay, I can't be afraid anymore, right? So I'm making a long story short, and this is it. I'm wrapping it up because I told y'all I got something else to say, right? So go ahead, get the coconut, right? I start rubbing it all over my feet. I said, you know what? The quickest way to get things inside of your body is your hand and your feet. So I start rubbing on my feet at night. And then after a week, I said, you know, I'm start coming up to my legs, right? Then by the time I got to like the middle of the second week, I said, man, forget this. I'm rubbing this all over my body. Now listen. This is just a touch of that, baby. I was scared, okay? But I said, you know what? No, I got to do this. I have to. You know, I have to get this inside of me some type of way to help fight this stuff off. Like, I can't keep living like this. I got to live my best life. I got to get right. So I started doing it. So then I prayed about it. And God said, just do it another week. Do 2 full weeks of rubbing it all over your body. Then you can try it. So today was the day I was supposed to try it. Well, actually, yesterday. So yesterday I tried it. And I wasn't sure because I tried something else too. Okay, chia seeds. And that bothered me. Okay, you're not supposed to try 2 things in one day. But I know it was the chia seeds. I had chia seeds earlier. But I had a reaction that kept lasting from the chia seeds. So today was like the second day where I was like, okay, no chia seed. Can't have that right now. Okay, had me like itchy, skin crawling type of thing. But I'm like, I'm going to try this again. So I ate the acorn squash. I waited for like about 2 hours. And I was like, okay, God was like, it's time for you to try the coconut. So I went down there and I went and got the coconut. I put the coconut in my mouth, y'all. And I put a nice chunk of the coconut oil in my mouth. It was in the refrigerator, so it was like hard. Child, let me tell y'all what happened. No reaction. To the point where I was doing like my work, and then God spoke something to me and said, look how long it been. I said, oh my God, been an hour. I said, oh, I started crying. I started praising God because I said, you know what? I got to tell somebody this. I got something else to say. I have to let somebody know that, see, everything, okay, that you are going through sometimes is on the opposite side of fear. We get this fear sometimes and we get so afraid. So afraid. It's false evidence appearing real. Now, there's reasons why I should have been afraid. There's reasons why you are afraid of things, because you might have had a reaction. Something is kind of triggering this response. You don't want to have this again. Okay? This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm near. Trust me. I've had my share of stuff happen to me. All right? And I've been doing a lot of this like on my own. Just, you know, just trusting God and, you know, just trying to go through this. So I'm like, this was, you know, something. And I just began to just give God glory, because there's a test. Okay, in every testimony, I put that stuff back in the refrigerator, that acorn squash. I did not want to rub this coconut oil on me, and I damn sure didn't want to put it in my mouth. I was like, I don't feel like nothing crawling on me today. I don't want to go through it. I just don't. I'm tired. And God just kept saying, this too going past. Just trust me. You're getting better. You're getting better. You don't think you're getting better, but you're getting better. So listen, you're getting better every day. That's what I had to say. Please, please just keep going. Okay, just keep going. Keep persevering through whatever it is that you got going on. Because, baby, I'm doing it. Okay, I'm over here doing it. Me and God, we're doing this thing. And if you trust God, he'll have your back. He will definitely have your back. He'll definitely lead you and guide you what to do, what not to do. Okay, I told y'all before, he's like the GPS. Okay, when you're going straight, you're doing what you got to do. It's fine, right? The GPS don't tell you that. As soon as you get off track, it tell you up, you made a wrong turn. Or when it's time for you to make a turn, it directs you that make a turn here. That's how God is. He leads you just like that. You spend time with him, talk to him. And that's what I've been doing. He's been leading me. Okay, so if you're going through anything out there, pray about it. Man, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added unto you. They will. That's Matthew 6. Check it out. I think 33. But, you know, go down there, you know, read the whole chapter. All right, so that's all. That's all I had to say. You know, that's all I had to say. I just wanted to encourage somebody, man. Look, this too shall pass. Whatever it is that you're going through, just keep on going. Keep on believing in you. I almost really didn't do it. I was like, no, I put it back in the refrigerator. I was like, I can't. I don't want to. I'm here by myself with it because I live alone now. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what the heck? Something happened to me. You know, but God said, just trust me. It's going to be okay. And I listened, and it definitely was. So I was in here crying and praising God. I said, you know what? I got to tell him. I got something else to say. All right. So this is number one to that whole new, I don't know what you're going to call it, series, y'all. I'm always doing something for y'all. But it's that I got something else to say. So I hope y'all like it. Take what you take from it. I tried to like sum it all up for you real quick and just give you something really brief and just let you know, like, man, sometimes, yo, we be afraid to do things and we don't even realize that, yo, it's just like all in our head. It's like fear, you know, false evidence appearing real. It really appears real. Yeah, but you just gotta trust God, just keep on believing and trying anyway, you know, because like I said, it's what God told me. You never know until you try. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies, right? Make sure y'all check out the podcast that I just did on Sunday. This Sunday's word, okay? It's hate. It was all about the haters, okay? And, you know, I'll be back, like I said, okay? When I got something else to say. I love y'all. Y'all have an amazing day. Oh, my gosh. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. What y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of J. Gotta throw this thing back with the truth. Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas. I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch. It's been a long time.
This is just a touch of death. It's life or death with me now. There's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy. Ice that I wear. Flows that I try. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling. Sixes. Money falling. Chickens. Honeys that swollen. The riches. Knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed. Pulitzer. Prize winner. Best storyteller. Thug narrator. My style's greater. Model data. Big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators. Ringside. Try watching my paper. Almost a decade. Quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's. For this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
You can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me.
You can hate me.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
You can hate
Do
me
it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. I woke up this morning like.
Yourself,
yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine. I hope ya
got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya
got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya
got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya
got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like I don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Y'all ready for this
to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing, man.
Just such a J. You already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
J.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. 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 My body, you really, really, really.
Yeah, gangster.
I just had to drop a bomb on them.
Honestly,
like flex.
Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning.
Honestly feel like, man, this is just a touch of Jay.
Jay.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
What?
Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your college, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. I mess with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid, here's another classic. C-notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kid / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing. Soft in the background, food from C-Towns. Mornings was hash brown, stepped over dope fiends. Walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then a game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot playing, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of
only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I, where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Made you look, you a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look, you a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at, where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball or convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my face. Made you look, you a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look, you a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at, where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah. And y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh. Y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah. But anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, because they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My nine spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Tip from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is. mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33. From 20 to 16 apiece, that's 32. Which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is. Enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses I have. Not too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yard. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when we killed. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler. Purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace. Lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. And remember,
the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of
just
check.
A touch of check.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Pieces for you. He likes making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's
it's
kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
Pieces for you. All he needs is just a touch of chip. All he needs is just a touch of chip. Pieces for you.
Mmm, I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Gosh. Just a touch of chip, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chip.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all.
What y'all out there doing?
Huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah. They're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of jet. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's up next.
The word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week.
Man, what we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs.
This is Just a Touch of J, man.
Oh my gosh, make sure y'all checking out my girl Mary J. Blige on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
All about my life. Yeah, all right?
So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you, babe.
Can't live without you.
I never want to live without you, babe.
No, I can't.
Ah!
Wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is Just a Touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. Drop a bomb on y'all like Flex. Y'all are gonna love this one right here. This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh,
for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Believe, man, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live.
in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? Think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF underscore a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
trusted friend. On you I can depend. You take me away from the pain and you bring me paradise.
Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio.